Blog Talk Radio. what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. I'm here, baby. Practice what you preach. Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Shot by you, hey, and Come on, Is it the attraction? Could I blame the facts? Just it remains my heart still living pain free. Since I ain't been vexed up in the game, I've been stacking up my chains, relaxing with my main squeeze. At ease, cause she's my heart. So yeah, to stop beating if we depart. But you know up in these streets spit easy bars, or even let you get the keys with the Visa cards. Just me, but only cause you're the greatest. And I got more chips than Vegas, plus I got more whips than Avis. Now Rihanna Jeremiah's on a playlist, with them sexy lips to her fragrance, and them curvy hips, how could you blame him? A queen gotta be crowned, so like an anchor, you know I'm gonna hold you down as long as we make them
raindrops. Okay, y'all, what's going on? You know how I do, romance, Sunday night love. Hopefully y'all having a good time, and I know I play a lot of songs way too, and man, hopefully y'all with y'all love on doing whatever y'all doing. Well, I'm going to get to the question of the night. The question of the night is, what do you do to get over a broken heart? Or what would you advise to someone to get over it? What would you do? Or what would your advice be? Like, I mean, that's a good question. I got to answer that as well because I'm romance, so, hey, I should have all the love questions, right? I should have the love answers. Well, guess I got to get to work. But other than that, I'll go Jeremiah. Waiter.
Let me serve you all night. nothing more than just dessert and I'm one call away. I'ma bring it from the kitchen to the table, girl, tonight I'm gonna make sure to get you sport so I can hear you scream.
Oh, brains, and there's more where that came from now, later tonight, and in the morning, before we see this storm pull out.
Just picture popping, I'm gonna do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully, y'all having a good time with your loved ones. Okay, I mean, I want y'all to sit back, meditate for a second. All the love in your life and the people that's around you showing you real love. And, I mean, just forget the bullshit. I mean, just forget everybody that's hating, whatever. For the people that are just now tuning in and listening, the question of the night is, what do you do to get over a heartbreak? What would your advice be to someone else? Hey, what would your advice be to someone else? So I'm gonna answer both. And then I'm gonna answer the question. What would I do to get over a heartbreak? I think I would meditate on it. Everybody's like, oh, go out, have fun, meet new people, and mingle. But me, I'm more of a different type of guy. I used to be in that, but it never worked out because then you have more headaches. So what all I had to do is meditate, work out, get my body back in, get my body in shape. I mean, get my energy feeling good for the real one to come. I mean, just wait for that real one to come. I go out, I party, I dance all day. But next time, I will sit back and have to really get to know you and read your book well. I mean, I'm never going to judge you by a cover, but I'm going to have to read your book real well, the next person. All right. Secondly, what I would tell somebody, like, yo, chocolate always helps the heartbeat. It's like, see, someone's crazy, but always women say that. With the hot chocolate things. I believe it. Hot chocolate do help. It make you feel warm inside. But, I mean, just like, if you're heartbroken, anybody out there, just realize that the Most High have a plan for you always. He sit back in relationships. He sends you sometimes as like a class, a test, for you to get ready for the real thing. So don't get too deep into the heartbreak. Just learn your lesson, meditate on it, and see what you learn from it. Okay? That's all I got to say. So let's see what we plan next. I've been KK Cantacasa edition. Here we go, y'all.
Baby, it's so cheap.
I would never.
that I promise, I'll do them all for you.
Okay, y'all, hopefully y'all having a good night tonight. We'll get to the question of the night again. The question of the night, what do you do to get over heartbreak? Or what advice do you give to somebody to get over it? Well, I already gave my answer, but I don't mind saying it again. I don't mind at all. First thing, me. I would meditate on it. Honest truth, I think I would meditate on it, levitate on it, and do it all. I mean, because I would just keep it a being. I'm not going to sit there all day and suck, like, hurt myself because someone broke up with me. Nah, that don't happen. That's a bad idea to do. I mean, it's good to get up, mingle, and just have fun friends. I mean, that would sit back and at your back, no matter what, until the wheels fall off. You know what I mean? That's just keeping it real. That's how it is. So you got to think about that. For real, because that's just life. Everybody be like, man, I'm heartbroken, so what I'm going to do now? I need a man. I need a woman. Nah, first you get yourself together and you love you. Because if you don't, everything will fall apart. And you'd be hurt more than ever. So think about that. I mean, it's a long road, but I believe anybody could do it. So just love, happiness, and everything. I mean, keep it real peaceful. And the advice I'm going to give to people, and, like, the advice that I'm giving to you, like, remember, the Most High is, like, know everything. So you know what you want already. So can y'all please just calm down and be patient and wait and go through the tests and the schools that he's sending y'all and stop, like, it's going to come. I mean, he ain't going to get y'all prepared for something y'all not, cannot handle. And that's real. So each man y'all come across a breakup, just take the lesson and be like, oh, I learned this. I learned this from him. I learned this from him. So I know what type of man is this. I know what type of man is that. Instead of, like, oh, there's no good man out here. I can't do it no more. I'm tired of these men playing games with me. And men, stop saying there's no good women out here, all this and that. Some women got to be taught, just like women. Just like men, for the women, got to be taught. You got to learn how to be patient. Patience is a virtue. You got to understand that and work through that. I mean, clockwork people, be on the job. And I want y'all to just realize what y'all have. All the people that have a good woman, all the men that is doing the dirt, like, just sit back and think about something. I know because every man think about this and be like, dang, I got this good woman. She cooks, she cleans, she take care of my kids. And y'all had kids. She give me play wherever I want to, any. But I'm still chasing these girls out here. You download girls, like, this fat chick, like, I mean, you think about that. Every man think about that. But our problem is, don't know how to admit to that problem. We will admit to our problems, like, oh, to ourselves, yeah, I'm gonna F up. But once you start admitting to your girl what your problem is and get to that point of talking, like, yo, I feel myself about to fall down this rabbit hole again. If she knows you, or your woman knows you, because DNA is a mug. When y'all sleep together, y'all become one. So she knows you. But you got to remember, so just go to her and be like, yo, I need your help. And I feel like I'm going down a rabbit hole. And, like, because when I feel like I'm going down that rabbit hole, I would tell my goddess in a heartbeat, I feel like I'm falling off. I mean, and sometimes I do that. I just keep it real. I feel like I'm falling off. I'm about to go down a rabbit hole I want to go. So that's just life. You got to think about it. For all the ladies, you got a good man, but you see these hustlers out here with cars, dudes with big buff bodies that you want. You know what I mean? That's cool, the good look. Oh, I want to find the things in life, but at the end, what the question is, why trade up your happiness for misery? Why would you? Misery loves company, right? If you know it's love company and it's looking at you and coming for you, why would you even attend to that dinner party? I mean, why would you even think about climbing that mountain and you know it's bad for you? That'd be like, oh, my dear. So y'all need to think about that. Get that on your mind real quick. Meditate on it. Really, because men and women go through the same problem, so there is no difference. There is no difference. There is no, oh, men are different. Men are, no, women and men go through the same problem, no matter who they are. You could be the hardest person. You could be the smartest person. You could be the spiritualest person in the whole galaxies of galaxies, but you're still going to go through that problem. Only way you could deal with it is when you have been taught and trained. It's good to be trained, because if you're not trained, then you just go wild. You're just wild. And you know what they say? There is no church in the wild. So remember that. There is no church in the wild. And you'd be like, oh, what the heck do that say to me? Means, hey, any day. There's no safe spot. There's no, is everything fair game? I mean, coming for your throne. As me being me, I'm here to give y'all keys of spirituality in life to sit back for y'all to understand that. I mean, women, y'all like flowers. Y'all need the right water, a man to feed y'all the right nutrition, the right, give y'all the right water, and just take care of y'all right. Make sure y'all have enough sunlight and enough water to make y'all grow. Men, we are like fire. Yes. We are like fire. We destroy, conquer. So you always need a good woman to that know how to keep a fire contained. Because if it don't, I know if you don't know how to contain me or tame me at all, you will lose me in a heartbeat. That's just men. I know, yeah, look at your woman and tell the truth. Be like, if you don't know how to tame me or keep me or keep me in balance, you're going to lose me. Men always look for the next thing for some reason. But when you have been taught and trained not to do that, you'd be like, wow, I have been taught and trained. I'm not going to say it was easy. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm the best at it now. Because, no, everybody falls on their face. It's up to you. Do you want to sit back and just keep laying there? And that's real. Now I'm going to get into this song. I mean, hey, Nia, say it.
No, not like that. Like this. here and my mouth right there. Girl, don't play shy, show me how bold you can be. Just open your mouth and tell me where you want me.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want,
no more hoping and wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it, babe.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it.
No more hoping and wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Hopefully y'all having a fun. I got someone that answered me about the question of the night. And, well, his name, Chick says, she said, play and listen to some old R&B music. I like that idea. Why not pray and listen to some old R&B music? You still meditating? Hey, talk to the Most High about the problem. But I'm keep telling y'all. You already know the problem. And he's fixing it right for y'all, right about that moment. So you got to think about that. I mean, we're going to get back into the music here. What we going to play right here? Because the mood is so good. All the men, kiss your woman and tell them you love them right now. Grab her hand and tell her how much you appreciate her. I mean, understand. And tell your woman this. I can't stand the rain. New edition.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another one. I got two, actually. Fox Horse said, "What did I do to get over a breakup? I just stopped crying, deleted the man's pictures, and kept it moving. I figured on my, and it was hard. Well, she figured on me, and it was hard. But it saved a lot of, I think, on the tears. No, my bad. My advice to all people who, and you know, break up. My bad. I'm kind of messing up. My bad. I need my glasses on. A breakup, a broken heart, is to figure on, on you and treat goal for yourself. Sorry, that was my fault. I was messing up. And B Matt said, move on. That's what I did, and that's the advice I give. Okay. So everybody moving on, huh? Oh, y'all just moving on. That's the way y'all doing things around here, huh? That's like, y'all just, that's something else. Y'all know that. Just know. Like, y'all just, like, I'm focused right now. I'm focused. You need to say move on. But I was just thinking, like, out loud, move on. Can you move on? Some people have a hard time moving on. That's why I kept saying that, thinking. A lot of people have a hard time moving on. So, how to move on? I think I'm going to say that for next week's show. How to move on from a broken heart. Instead of get over it, you know, because some people still be hanging on to that person and trying to be friends or something like that. Then they end up crashing again. So, at this minute, I'm going to play this song. Temptation, just my imagination. Okay, y'all. So, man, I just heard some disturbing news from my friend. Yes, me, like, my girl, she's cheating on me. I was like, what? What happened? He was like, I don't know. I was like, let's figure this out together. Let's think about this problem. So I was like, what did you do? He was like, well, I've been messing up for a minute, and I haven't been coming in on time. I've been coming in at 4 o'clock in the morning, partying and all that. I was like, dude, do you remember what some of the things you have done? And he was like, yeah, nah. I was like, dude, that's what I want you to do before it get worse. If you have done anything wrong in the past couple of years or whatever time period, confess it. Do it before someone else tells you. Or she see pictures on Facebook. Facebook was in the 22. And he's like, why would I do that? I'm like, dude, remember, me and you was like the same, in the same place, but it will mature you as a man and mold you into something way better than you think. It's going to hurt, I told him. It's going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt her. It's going to hurt you because you busted, and you confessed, and you do something you never thought you would do. And he said, you think I'm stupid. Why would I do that? Again, and I sat back and just laughed. I said, dude, you would risk everything for a maybe. Everything for a maybe. Why would you risk love for a maybe? Why would you risk your happiness that you know you want to be with for real for a maybe? A maybe is like a sad chick. Why would you do that to yourself? Maybe it's like could last, what, 5 minutes? Once you sit back and get up in that, it's over. You ever think about that? Maybe it could be a lot of things. You need to realize that. Gold don't wait for anybody when it's out there. Definitely. Someone will find it. Gold ain't going to wait for you to pick it up. If you find it, you find it. And that's real. So think about that. Think about that hard. Gold is everything. So you need to understand what is real and what is fake. Now, do you want to be trapped in a fake life and be with these fake women that only going to sit back and be like, oh, do you know I love you, and telling the next man that? Or you're going to be sit back and suck this stuff up, be a real man and be like, yo, babe, excuse my French, everybody that's listening, but this is real talk. I fucked up. And he was like, oh, what the heck got into you? I was like, what got into me is a real woman, a strong woman that would slap me in the back of my head in a heartbeat. Yeah, men, we had the tendencies, total, we had the tendencies to glance and talk, but, I mean, we should not keep on barking that. Yeah, I mean, we should be attained animal instead of a wild animal. And the thing is, probably what you missing with her made you want to go out there and find something else is you can't, she's not taming you. And he like, what you mean? And I was like, dude, not just bad sexual actions. She's not taming you mentally and physically and emotionally. You need all that. That's all one key. I mean, and once you have all that key, all the keys, you could do anything. Keep it real. So just think about that. Think what you could do if you confess and work on a relationship. Yes, she's going to be hurt and you won't hear it. Trust me. And I messed up. My woman tell me every time she get messed up, how she feel. There's not a day that go past when I'm Yep, I hear it. But she want me to hear it so I can imprint it in my head to get you, excuse my French, get you there. I said, oh. And that's life. So, other than that, just tell her the truth and tell her you love her and you excuse my friends again, you fucked up and I'm sorry for it. And I mean, just like ladies should do the same thing. So, we're going to get back into the music. I know I've been talking to you. Rome, I belong to you.
Crazy. Every time I see your face, it makes me wanna sing. And every time
Yes, I know. I belong to my goddess. So you belong to somebody. Tell them they owe you. Why? Why you say that? Be like, cuz, you hold me for ransom, but I love it. Like, I'm playing. Be like, keep tying me up. I like that stuff right there. Hey, I like this plan. But I'm saying, God, I ain't talking. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing. I'm playing. Look, I'm going to tell y'all like this before I go. For the time of the night be the end of all time. I'm about to throw Super Saiyan and blow your minds. So, I'm joking. After this, y'all could call me Super Saiyan Romance. Look, y'all need to understand this real quick. I said this a long time ago. Love runs deep as the ocean and could go far as the galaxies that we see. Now, it's up to you to find out what is love and what the meaning of love is. A lot of us get this confused. Love is just a word. Yes, but how powerful is words? What is words without words? So why do we use the words love? How did this word came into play? Now, this word came into play a long, long time ago, B.C. Round days. I mean, round time. But the word actually became, love became from that. Actually, it came from the goddess of love. That's where love, the word love came from. Because the goddess of love came basically to help the planet. It wasn't for people, actually. It was actually for the planet to heal. Y'all need to think about this. I'm about to go after this. Y'all might call me Super Saiyan Romance. Because I'd be on my stuff if I didn't study or know this stuff. She came to heal the planet. So therefore, by her healing the planet and showing the planet love, she healed everything on the planet. Every creature, every being, everything on the planet. And it started to grow. Started to manifest. It took one person to sit back and show that it can be done. So the Most High, like, yo, I'm going to give you a job, and this is what I want you to do. I know you could complete it because you are my child. And, like, oh, we are the Most High's kids. So we should just do the job that he give us and keep it popping and moving. And guess what, Lee? She did her job. But then you had the ignorant, disagreeable part of people that want to sit back and use love the wrong way. Use love the wrong way. So he was like, man, there had to be a balance. Okay, love goddess is there, but we need a male god that could be the reflection of her to make this clear. Because men have a tendency to listen to other men. It's just, I don't know. It's ego. The women got the hang of it, but I need to get the men to get the hang of it. So, therefore, he created a man. Woman had to study, talk about Tantra, Kama Sutra, and everything. He had to study it. And he had to learn how to touch like a woman, love like a woman, and understand like a woman. And know how he did that? He just didn't read books and everything. No, he had to be controlled by a woman. And that woman was the goddess of love. The love goddess. So, therefore, came into play a man sitting back like, oh, snap. He's right. But the whole time, he's saying in the background, it's not me, it is her. He's telling them, but they do not hear it because they're so used to their ego. And there is a lot of goddesses out here that have lost their way because they don't understand. They got flipped with the male ego. This planet has too much man ego into it. It got fed it. So, thing is, y'all must get rid of that ego. Some men have it. Some women have ego too because they trying to be a man. But must get rid of that ego to understand the femininity of things and let things grow and prosper. That's my class for today for y'all. Okay, hopefully the world like it and y'all understand it. Don't forget about Happy Tuesday with Fantasy Crew. Any given Wednesday with your boy KP. That dude's funny. And I know Thursday with KK. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I don't know what move she's gonna play. She's gonna just turn up like Michael Jackson. She's gonna, oh, that's the killer. Oh, my bad. Don't forget about Creamy Fridays. Uh-huh. Yes. They get creamy. They get popping. I'm talking about lotion and baby oil. My bad. That's too much information. Y'all just gotta listen. And don't forget about Make You Smile. That's every other Saturday. Creamy Friday party is every other Friday. First and second, fourth month of the week of Friday. Every Friday. I'm telling you. First? No, my bad. Not every Friday. I'm joking. I got too into it. My bad. Every second and fourth Friday and Saturday is the Creamy Friday and Make You Smile. So turn up on that. So that's all for today. It's time to play probably the last song of the night. Hopefully y'all have fun with y'all loved ones. Y'all laying in bed and like, baby, let me massage your feet. Let me give you a kiss. You everything I own. Like, you need to give, I got to give you everything in the world. Because on the shoe, I ain't going to lie. I got to deserve everything because I just want to put that out there and I want to thank her. Because without her, I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing now. And I would not be in the predicament I am in now. So, thanks. All right, last song of the night.
I was told the true definition of a man was to never cry, work till you die, got to provide, always be the rock for my fam, protect them by all means,
and give you the things that you need, baby.
Our relationship is suffering, trying to give you what I never had.
Say I don't know how to love you, babe.
Well, life ain't show me the way.
I keep my feelings deep inside, I
channel them with my pride.
I'm trying desperately, baby, just
give
work
me
with me.
Love. Show me the way to surrender my heart.
Let them think you care at all. Let no one get close to me before you and me. I done shared things with you, girl, about my past that I'd never tell
to anyone else.
Just keep it to myself.
Girl, I know I lack affection and expressing my feelings.
It took me a minute to come and admit this, but see, I'm really trying to change now.
Wanna love you better, show me how.
I'm trying desperately, baby, please work with me.
Show me the way to surrender
my heart.
Girl, I'm so lost.
Yeah.
Teach me how to love, how I can get my emotions involved.
Yeah.
To surrender my heart. Girl, I'm so lost.
Show me the way to love.